Hi, this is Jamie Clayton. I am the narrator of George by Alex Gino. I hope you enjoy our little Q&A. George is my first audiobook, and I was really attracted to the project because it's for kids, and I really think that that's where everything sort of starts, you know, all of our understanding about what's going on in the world and what a big, amazing, beautiful, diverse place it is. I was really drawn to the story and the characters because I thought, wow, if I had had something like this when I was George's age, it probably would have given me a much greater understanding of who I was, who some of my friends were, and just the world at large. I think that that's the most important thing, is just learning that we live in this big, beautiful, diverse world. Being trans myself, there was so much in the book that George experiences that really resonated with me. You know, with my own journey, it's so incredible the way that Alex has crafted this story of this child, because I think that so many things that children go through, you know, are these universal experiences of discovery. And it was so interesting reading along, watching George make all of these discoveries about herself, you know, and I think back to discoveries that I had made. And it's incredible to me the way that children explore and grow, and the way that they're either allowed or not allowed to explore certain things because of society's constraints on gender. There are so many situations in the book that I find to be so real, in the sense that George is dealing with people in her life who accept her, who don't accept her, who maybe at first don't accept, but then learn to understand. And that's the world that we live in. People are afraid of things that they don't understand. And some people really just embrace the unknown. And you find that with George's mother, with her brother, with the principal, with the teacher. Everybody goes through their own journey as George is going through hers. There were definitely parts of the story that were incredibly emotional for me. I'm very flattered that there were grown men outside of the booth crying while I was reading, you know, but I give half that credit to Alex for the amazing words that I was reading. I think that the discovery that George goes on had me the most emotional. Just the story as a whole is emotional for me. A child discovering who they are and trying to navigate, you know, a big, scary world with some adults telling them that it's okay, some adults telling them that it's not okay, and then having to discover yourself in secret. It was particularly emotional for me, some of those scenes, and then especially when she gets to play Charlotte. Oh God, it's just so good. George, to me, is such an important story because I think what it's going to do is it's going to inject a bit of tolerance to parents and children and teachers, and anyone who comes in contact with the book, I think, is going to learn a little bit more about tolerating things that we see that we don't necessarily understand at first. And I think that that's where happiness begins, is with tolerance. My biggest hope for children who listen to the book is that they walk away with a new language. I mean, this is a new language that Alex has written for everyone that's going to be reading it. I mean, now we're learning what trans is, and it's a language, and it's sensitive, and it's new, and it's really, really, really interesting, and it's really fun too. So I really hope that kids learn this language and can walk away and then feel enriched by it. To describe how this experience has been for me, I mean, to be able to record my first audiobook, my first audio project full stop, and have it be this project, George, about a fourth grader who's discovering their gender identity and navigating through life. I mean, it's one of the most special, incredible things. I feel so proud and so blessed that I've been given this opportunity to be able to speak these words to people, and they're going to hear my voice telling the story. And I hope that they know how special it is to me. I hope that they can hear that in my voice. Like, I'm starting to cry now. So it's been an absolute honor to read this book, George, and I hope that everyone loves it as much as I do.